You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And every time that we do have an interview, you can also check it out by going to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel as well, because we post all of our interviews on our WXCO YouTube channel. I am Chad Holmes, joined again by Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I know that you're excited about this segment, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Because, in fact, when we consider you, we have a rather large group from the Wausau Community Theater, as coming up, as we've talked about quite a bit already, this weekend on Friday at 7:30, Saturday at both 2 p.m. and 7:30, and on Sunday at 2 p.m., it is Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, that will be performing at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau and the James F. Venega Theater. And very happy to welcome in three members of the company, our director, Andrew Spencer. Andrew, thank you for coming on by.
Good to be here.
Vivian Novak. Novak. Yes. Mrs. Lovett, is that correct?
That is correct.
Welcome to you as well. And Nick Neuber, who plays the titular character Sweeney Todd. And Nick, glad to have you.
Thanks for having us.
And of course, Ian, what is your part in this play?
Well, I am in the ensemble, but one of my named parts is a ballroom dancer.
Very good. Well, let's jump right in and talk about this, because this is a show that is, I think, known, pretty well known for quite a long time.
Oh, for sure.
Andrew, as the director, I imagine that you had to decide a show that you wanted to direct. Why this one?
Well, when I was looking at what I would want to do in the fall, WCT was seeking a director. They actually were looking to do something a bit more classical for the fall. They leaned into Sweeney Todd, and of all of Sondheim's works, I would say Sweeney is in the top two for me personally. My personal favorite is Sunday in the Park with George, but Sweeney is right up there, and a Halloween favorite in the autumn. It's the perfect time. Everything just sort of lines right up, so you're in the mood for it. It's got a great story, bold storytelling, visionary music, and just incredible characters that will stick with people, honestly, lifelong. Like, once you've seen Sweeney Todd once and you've seen it beginning to end, every twist, every turn that goes along the way with the story, it lives inside you. Mm-hmm. And for people who have not seen it, I would highly recommend you do see it. And for people who do know the show and who have that feeling inside of them because they have experience with it, whether they've been in it in the past, seen the movie, seen it, encountered it, encountered the music, come out. This is an incredible cast, an incredible crew. This show is going to knock your socks off.
You sound like Ian, because I've been saying the same thing. I'm saying I'm coming to it, but he's not going to spoil it for me either, but he says it's going to be a really...
Are you familiar?
I am not familiar, actually.
Oh, so
I've heard of the show, but I've never seen it. I've not seen the movie or anything like that, so I'm going in pretty open-minded.
Honestly, that's probably the best way to experience Sweeney Todd, and we would be so honored if you would have your first Sweeney experience with us.
I certainly am, and Ian has not spoiled anything. He's not going to spoil anything, so I'm very much looking forward to seeing it.
Not giving anything away until you see it first.
Vivian, let's talk about your character. Yeah. Mrs. Lovett, could you talk? Well, first of all, before we actually talk about the character, what drew you to the show? Why did you decide, hey, you want to be part of this?
I have been a fan of Sweeney Todd for as long as I can remember. My sisters, who are also in theater, introduced it to me when I was younger. And, of course, I first saw it in the Johnny Depp adaptation movie. And I really did fall in love with it. It is dark and masterful, and it is this wide array of emotions and feelings that the more you watch it, the more you understand, and it's an astonishing piece that was put together. So having the opportunity to bring one of my most beloved characters to life has been honestly an insane experience that I never thought that I would have the pleasure of doing, but I am so grateful that I get to.
And Nick, you get to play Sweeney Todd. What drew you to this production, and when you first auditioned, was this the role that you wanted?
I think as any person with a little bit of lower voice that enjoys musicals and likes to get involved with theater, Sweeney Todd is probably in the top 10 as far as roles go, so it's an absolute dream. The music is really what pulled me into it. The music of Sondheim in general, and Sweeney Todd specifically, is just heartbreaking, invigorating, uplifting, tear-jerking. It's everything, and he packs it all in the show.
And Ian, why did you decide this was a role that you wanted, or a play that you wanted to be part of as well, real fast as well?
Well, honestly, before I auditioned for the show, I didn't know anything about it. So before I auditioned, I had to do research on the show. And I did watch the Johnny Depp version myself, and it definitely caught me by surprise. But for me, the music of the show was absolutely just breathtaking. It really tugs at your emotions, and it's very powerful music. And I also auditioned for the show because I wanted to do like a more serious show, because I'm known as an actor who does a lot of, you know, funny shows or comedic roles. I wanted to do a more dramatic role for this show because I don't get to do a lot of those. And I just wanted the added challenge of that. And it's definitely delivered on this show. Did not disappoint.
And we will have more with the cast and the director of Sweeney Todd again coming this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Evening show on Friday, both a matinee and an evening show on Saturday, and then a matinee on Sunday at the UW Stevens Point at Wausau James F. Venega Theater. So coming up at 7:22, more with the cast of Sweeney Todd. Coming up next, top of the hour information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Again, we're talking to Andrew Spencer, the director, Vivian Nowak, who plays Mrs. Lovett, and Nick Neuber, who is Sweeney Todd. Yes, it's Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, coming this weekend from the Wausau Community Theater. Andrew, what's the biggest challenge of directing this show?
Oh, where isn't there a challenge as a director when you're wrangling almost 40 people in the cast and then an enormous crew? Thankfully, we have so many talented, extremely professional, and really passionate actors who really work together very well to bring this story to life. I think I have been very blessed as a director in my experience with Sweeney Todd to have the turnout that we did for auditions, to get the talent that we've gotten. I mean, I'm not a Wausau native myself. Mm-hmm. So when I was onboarded by WCT for this production, I come with a team that comes with me from out of town. So we're coming in, we're seeing everything with fresh eyes. So the entire community and everyone who turns out, we're really coming in blind. The auditions were true the whole way through. There were a couple of people I may have worked with or encountered in the past, but this is not the kind of show that you encounter very often as an actor. Sondheim's work in itself, his music, he's nothing if not difficult. But extremely passionate, and that's not to say that these actors are out of their depth, because they're not. They actually are extraordinarily gifted. And we knew that with the auditions. The audition process alone was a several day affair, and we had to go in groups and just see who meshed with whom. And Vivian and Nick were not in the same audition pools at all. Like, they didn't know each other existed until they met at the read-through. So I was hoping that, I was like, the chemistry, I just have a gut feeling that this is really going to work. And lining them up together and getting the roles and seeing it all come together, the read-through together was mm-hmm. what really solidified it for me. I was like, this is going to be amazing. It was when we finally got the whole cast to sit down, just go through the script, and then just feel out these characters. And as they're, you know, tasting these lines with each other for the first time, and you're just watching these emotions bloom on their faces, and then on the ensemble who are sitting there and sort of listening and taking it all in, the way that the main cast can tell the story, the way the ensemble amplifies, it's incredible. It's just really incredible. So theoretically, yeah, there could be a lot of challenges, but most of it is just your run-of-the-mill stuff. Getting the right light cues, getting the sound cues, getting the stage up, you know, it's all that basic stuff. I've had a really lucky experience. It's not been that much of a challenge. Knock on wood. it's been wonderful.
Well, let me ask Vivian and Nick, and just judging by what Andrew said, connection and chemistry on stage is something that, you know, it has to be there, develop. For you two, in terms of, was it something that worked kind of naturally? Did it take a little bit of time for this production to come together? How has the process been for each of you in terms of finding your character and also the feel of the entire show?
I would say right away, I think we both had the right idea of the show and the characters that we wanted to show off and the way we wanted to bring it to life. And we also had we both had a really good understanding of what the show was to us, which really aided in the way that we did give life to our characters. And I think that's something that I personally have always really looked deep into, is the fact that you're not just playing a role, you become a role. And especially in the sense of working with someone so amazing like Nick, it has made it so much easier and such a powerful piece to put together when you know you can trust the person you're working with, and to have that pleasure to work with someone who is so confident and kind and pull together such an amazing piece. It's been a really great experience, and I'm really grateful to have such an amazing person next to my side to do this role.
And Nick, kind of building on that, and you can talk a bit about, you know, the process and the chemistry that's developed on stage as well, but as, again, the titular character of this production, if you could add maybe what has been the biggest challenge of this role as well for you.
Yeah, and so as you know, we've already touched on, the subject matter is difficult, the music is difficult, the lines are difficult, the blocking is difficult. It's a hard show to perform, but that's really been a joy for me. The rehearsal process has been absolute joy. Working with Vivian's from day one, we had our read-through, and she sat down and started reading, and I'm like, well, she's got the essence. She knows. Well, this is going to be fun. We're going to have a good time developing this. And then it's just been iteration, playing, finding little things here and there that we can bounce off of each other and work together. Honestly, the most difficult part is finding times to sleep through the process.
And again, for both of you, how much experience, how many shows have you been involved in your careers? I mean, are you both lifetimers here within the theater? In terms of how many productions, I know I always talk to Ian, we keep track of his number of productions. For each of you, how many productions have you had in your theatrical careers?
Well, I have lived in Wausau my whole life. I started doing theater at the age of 4 at CWCT. So I can't even keep track of how many shows I've been in on my hands. and it's always been a love of mine. Thankfully, my oldest sisters let me experience that with them. And I've got to live up to them and look after what they've done as well. So theater has always been something that is just in my blood, I guess. But it's been this, God, I wish I knew what production this was of mine, but it is one of the first ones where I have truly got to show who I am on stage and what I can do. And I'm grateful for Andrew for providing me with that experience. But yeah, I wish I knew how many it's been.
And Nick, what about you?
I'm sure my numbers cannot come close to Ian's. I would say I've been in 20 or so shows. I tend to bounce around, just, you know, around the area. I've done shows up here in Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point. I just kind of go to what calls to me. I think this is my third show in the area. And I've been very blessed. This is also my third Sondheim that I'm getting to do, so just really lucky.
And we will have a few more minutes with the cast of Sweeney Todd coming this weekend from the Wausau Community Theater. We'll be back coming up at 7:52. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And this morning we are spending some time talking about the latest show from the Wausau Community Theater coming this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is Sweeney Todd. We get a chance to talk to Andrew Spencer, the director, Vivian Nowak, who is playing Mrs. Lovett, and Nick Neuber, who is Sweeney Todd. Back to the show itself, and we'll ask Vivian and Nick. We'll start with Vivian, then Nick. Is there a favorite scene, a favorite song, a favorite moment in this show that you're looking forward to having the folks that come this weekend see?
That's a great question. I would say one of my personal favorites would be the end of the first act, Little Priest. It is where kind of the evil masterminded plan comes to life in a fun way that makes you look twice. It is big and it's strong, and it kind of lets you see into that deeper darkness behind the character's eyes that you don't really pay attention to at first, and it gives you that extra bit of story that really leads into what's coming next that not everyone's prepared for.
And what about you, Nick? Is there a favorite either moment or scene or song involved in this show?
No. The show is nonstop bangers. Seriously. Like, it's one after another. And it's a race to the end. Like, you won't realize how fast the time goes, honestly. It's, you know, from go, it is beautiful and terrifying. And a wild ride the whole way through, and hilarious, actually, as it's also scaring you.
And from a director's point of view, when you're watching it, and especially now as we get towards the end of the rehearsal process and going on to stage, Andrew, is there a moment that you get particular joy out of seeing from this group? Because maybe it's a different moment than maybe other productions you've seen or been part of. Is there a moment with this group that you really maybe find that little bit of joy as a director?
Honestly, I find joy throughout, but a couple just things that took me by surprise, like just moments that kind of give me that little hiccup in my heart. There's this point where in Act One, Sweeney Todd is reunited with his razor blades, and he comes center stage and he lifts his blade up high, and we have this incredible moment with the company all down with them, basically treating this blade like it's something holy, and we just get this incredibly powerful moment, and the cast, they just hold, and as the music and the singing just sort of bumps out at you, it's just something very transcendent. Like, you feel this just shift in energy through the room as the story takes a turn. And another one that just really gets me, two more. I'm taking liberties here. I'll give you two more.
That's fine.
There's a sequence with the Beatle. One of the characters. You've got the judge and you got the barrister, basically, and his Beatle, barrister and Beatle. All right. So the Beatle, not necessarily the best guy to hang around with, but our Beatle is played by a very charming young man, Braden Weber, and his interactions with Lovett and the character of Tobias. And just the way they sort of interact with each other when we have this sequence called Parlor Songs. They take this section of the show that I've seen not done the best by some other groups, and they just make it this incredible piece where it's so funny beginning to end, and you're almost sad to see it end and to almost move on, because it's just this beat of just frenetic joy that happens against Lovett's will. She's got to like play along with this guy that she does not like, and it's hilarious. And then the final moment that really takes me by surprise as a director was our beggar woman is played by the incredibly talented Kelly Schoonart, and she has this lullaby that she does up in the barber shop when she breaks into it in Act Two. And it is just like the minute she's in the barber shop and she just pauses and she starts to look around, like I start to cry. Like I'm starting to think about it right now. I'm just, she is transcendent. Like you just, you feel everything on her face inside of you. Like she, it's powerful. Like it's a very powerful cast and they are at their best and they work together so well. I'm so pleased.
And I do just want to build off of that. So, like, one of my favorite things about this production is the wonderful people on stage with us, like Ian, just filling every corner and every moment of this show with life and with storytelling. It's been an absolute joy when I'm not in a scene to just sit back and watch a story come together as opposed to people hitting their marks and saying their lines. It's everybody, even when they're not saying lines, even when they're not singing, not even when they don't have scheduled movement, they're filling this space with storytelling, and it's an absolute joy to watch.
Well, you got me excited to see it. I tell you, really, really good stuff. And again, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, Wausau Community Theater this weekend, Friday evening at 7:30. Saturday, two chances to see the show at 2 p.m. at 7:30, and then another matinee on Sunday at 2 p.m. Andrew Spencer, director, Vivian Novak. I'm going to get it right eventually.
Next time.
Nick Neuber, all break a leg. Thank you for coming in. Ian, break a leg as well.
Thanks, Chad.
And again, encourage you all to get those tickets. Hey, how do you get the tickets? What's the best way? Show up or do you get them beforehand?
You can get them at the door the day of the performance. Or if you are really picky and you want to make sure you get the seat that you want, you can go to www.purplepass.com/Sweeney WCT25. And that link is also easily accessible on the Wausau Community Theater website, which is wausaucommunitytheater.org, or off of the WCT Facebook page. So follow it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all again for showing up here this morning. And again, break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Top of the hour update coming up as we come up on 8 o'clock. News, weather, and sports. We'll be back at 8:22 for our final segment of the WXCO Morning Report. And coming up next, it's more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning once again, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Last night it was election night, and I have a few thoughts on what we saw. And again, limited amount of elections around the country, but a clean sweep for Democrats, and a very interesting number of results. A couple of things that jumped out to me.
Okay.
Both in the gubernatorial races in Virginia and New Jersey, very impressed with both of the candidates that won and with the speeches that they made last night. And they were both women candidates. And I do think that in our politics, when we are seeing right now folks like, I would say, Mike Johnson, the House leader, and Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, and others, old men who are not performing, that we need a pretty significant influx of women and minority candidates the dreaded DEI, as the Republicans would say. And I'm not saying it's DEI. I'm just saying that these folks are running for office and they're winning office. Mm-hmm. And I do think we need a lot of new blood, a lot of change, a lot of hope, some Obama-isms right there.
Yeah.
But I thought the fact that in the state of Virginia, every single county in that state, every single county from the results a year ago in the presidential race had more Democratic votes. Democrats did better in every county in Virginia last night.
That's good.
And that says a lot. And I wonder, and I posted this last night, because when I saw that, I posted that I wonder if Tom Tiffany is taking any lessons from the results in Virginia. That they had a candidate, and again, I will assume that the information that was passed along, I was watching coverage on MSNBC last night, that the coverage said that the gubernatorial candidate in the state of Virginia, between her and the third-party money that came in on her behalf, more than half of the money that was put into commercials went towards anti-trans commercials. That basically 57% of the commercials were saying about trans high school sports and that issue, which is, again, is a very, 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 very slim part of our society these days.
Yeah.
There are not many trans athletes competing in high school sports or sports in general, but that was the number one issue for the Virginia Republican gubernatorial candidate, and it did not work. And I know that Tom Tiffany speaks a lot about certain social issues, somebody that is very close to Donald Trump. I wonder, because I said that Trumpism did not perform well last night, whether in New Jersey, whether in Virginia, whether in New York City with the mayor's race, whether in California with the passage of the redistricting vote. That now California will be able to try and even out what Texas has done in terms of trying to gerrymander towards Donald Trump in the 2026 election. It was not a good night for Trumpism. And my thought is, did Tom Tiffany notice? Will we see Tom Tiffany continue to be this far-right MAGA, I want to make Donald Trump proud of me politician as he runs for governor? And I think it's going to be a very interesting next year, because we are now 1 year away from midterm elections. And if the trends continue, it could be a rather significant change in American politics coming in 12 months. But again, between now and next November is a lifetime in politics. And
it certainly is.
So I just found it very interesting last night watching some of those results come in. And
but it sounds like last night was a step in the right direction for, you know, and Democrats getting wins, and you know, people waking up and realizing that Trumpism is not working, it's not benefiting us, and it needs to stop. So it's a good step in the right direction. There's still a lot of progress to be made, but it's a good stepping stone.
I agree, and I just think that it shows that there are consequences for the actions that Donald Trump and his allies have taken since being reelected in November of last year and taking office on January the 20th. So,
and hopefully there will be more consequences when he's found guilty.
Maybe, and maybe as well, this will alter some of the thoughts on this government shutdown. Maybe Republicans will see that they are being blamed for trying to take away health care and take away subsidies. And maybe this will alter their thoughts, and maybe we'll actually get a deal here that will allow the health care cost to not go skyrocketing two and three times for folks on the exchange. So, again, I think it would be nice to see a little bit of change being from the Republican side in that issue because of what the American people told them yesterday.
Yeah. Hope is fragile, but it can be a very powerful thing.
All right, let's wrap things up with our number for the day quiz. You are one for two so far tonight.
Yes.
Or this week, I should say. today, it involves McDonald's.
McDonald's. I used to work there in one of my past
jobs.
There
you go. So maybe you have a little bit of an insight here.
Okay.
The number for the day is the number of countries with a McDonald's. How many countries in the world have a McDonald's?
In the world. Okay.
Is it 79 countries? 99 countries? 119 countries? So 79, 99, or 119? How many countries have a McDonald's?
You know what? I'm going to say 99. Final answer, I'm going to say 99 countries.
You are falling into your pattern again. Every day this week, it's been the middle number.
Yeah.
I'm slipping. 119 countries have McDonald's.
Ooh, the biggest number.
So one for three. You're right where you need to be, so we'll try again tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
Join me tonight, 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show. Paul Micklegg and Treve Stoff will be our guests, and we'll see you tomorrow here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.